Queensland, the Fitzroy River is expected to peak later today in Rockhampton, with the town's evacuation centre at the local showgrounds expecting a surge in residents seeking help. The river's expected to reach 9 metres, affecting about 300 homes and businesses. Our reporter Nance Haxton joined local emergency services at the evacuation centre as they made preparations to welcome people fleeing their homes.
It's breakfast all round for 19 residents and dozens of volunteers at the Rockhampton Evacuation Centre.
Yeah, the salvos have got a great spread going on and everyone's going to jump out of bed and have some food.
Alexandra Eves is the manager of the centre. She brought her Red Cross team from Darwin to coordinate emergency operations. Everyone is gearing up this morning in readiness for the flood to reach its peak of 9 metres around noon. St John's Ambulance has set up a field hospital, while volunteers from the Red Cross, Salvation Army and Orange Sky Laundry have combined to help those affected by the aftermath of Cyclone Debbie.
People are pretty prepared and that everyone's been watching this water and they've had a lot of warnings and there's been a lot of great information going out through media and through police. So I think that people have been pretty prepared.
That wasn't a choice that Gloria Cook had. She came down to Rockhampton from devastated communities near St Lawrence, west of the town, which bore the initial brunt of the flood. She came to the evacuation centre after spending 2 nights in her car.
It was very hard because I was putting the seat back and I was able to share in the service station, but it was very, very cold and damp and a lot of rain. There was a lot of rain, a lot of water around. A bit frightening.
So good to come here with a warm bed and food.
Yeah, the main thing is I didn't have a lot of money on me. And thank you so much for having me here.
Robin Clyde's house is at Depot Hill, which is now cut off by the floodwaters. She came to the centre when police told her she could no longer get to her home.
I've been here 2 nights and everyone's been really good. Mm. Yes, a lot of people are going to need a lot of help when this is over.
But having them here certainly helps.
Being here, I don't know what we would have done without them.
Many roads are cut off in Rockhampton as the river spreads its tentacles through low-lying areas of the town. Cloudy skies have lent an eerie prelude to today's flood peak, as blue skies for most of the week gave many residents the confidence to stay in their home despite the oncoming water. Alexandra Eve says they are ready for more people to come today as the floodwaters rise.
People think, oh, I'm going to stay in my home, but then they're watching the water creep up a little bit and they have reminders of previous floods. So they decide, look, I think it's better that we get out and we go somewhere else safe. And most people will go to their friends and family rather than coming to the centre, but we're always here and we're ready to take however many people they need us to.
And that was Alexandra Eves from the Red Cross, ending Nance Haxton's report.